what was there. So Yomar Lekuchim Ein Biyodi. And the person that walked out of the house now says like this, I'm coming out with a pocket full of stuff, but I bought it off him. I bought 20 watches, 10 rings, all these things I have in my pocket now that's loaded, I bought it off him. So Yomar Lekuchim Ein Biyodi. That's what this Ganef that comes out, the Reuven that comes out of the house says, that I bought it. And the Balabas says, Rashi says, or Balabayis Oimer, Hishiltim Loi. No, I lent it to you, the son. Not that you stole it. The question is, the person says, I bought it off you, I have a right to keep it. And the Balabas says, no, Hishiltim Loi. I only lent it to you. Now is the question, who do we believe? The Locher is, Eino Neman. We do not believe him. Eino Neman, Rashi says, Afilu Bishvua. The person that takes it. He says that I bought these things off you, so he's not believed, even if he wants to swear that I bought it off you. That's the law of the Mishnah. We believe the Nigzal. That the Nigzal is believed to say that it's still mine. I only lent it to you, and you have to give it back to me. Now, we believe the Balabas. For lo yamon, this was only said, Ella Balabayis, Sheino Osu Limcher, Caleb. Only a normal Balabas that does not have a store in his house. He's not only to sell these watches or these pens. Abu Balabayas also Limchor, the Balabas has a business in his house. Or he sells pens, he sells diamonds, he sells rings. Limchor is Caleb Neman. Then the person would be believed. Since the Balabas is a person that does sell these things, and now the person says, I came into the house and I did business with him. So then we'll believe the person. It's true. The Balabas does business, sells these things. So why should we say no like that? We do not say the guy's lying. Stam will say he has a right to keep it. Now, even in the case where the Balabas does not sell these things, Namilo Yamarno was only said that we do not believe this Ruvain, the Ganif, only things that usually you do not hide. These are things that if it was really yours, if you really would have bought it, you would have been proud to show off. You would not have to hide it under your jacket. Let's say certain things the guy bought. He bought a doll. He bought a doll for his kid. So he's embarrassed to walk out in the street holding a doll. So it's a normal thing to hold it under your jacket. So if it's dvorim shadakim lahatmin, it's something that you're embarrassed to walk through the streets with, then neman. Then again, this Reuven is neman to say he bought it. Like this, our question is, what are you hiding it for? If you really bought it, walk out and show people. What are you hiding it for? So, therefore we say you're not believed. But if it's something that even though you really bought it, we could understand that you're embarrassed to show up with it, that you want to hide it, then again we'll believe him. Yeah. So Rashi says, if it's something you're not embarrassed about, you're not believed, Chodod ain't the Osalimchor. First of all, the Balabas does not usually sell his things. And secondly, we have a taina, why are you hiding it? Take it out normally. But if it's something that it's normal for you to hide, then Neman Rashi says, even though the Balabas does not usually sell things, but still what? It could be that sometimes the Balabas needs money. He needs money today. How is he going to get the money? So he makes a garage sale that just one day invited somebody in to buy something. Therefore, if the person says he bought this doll, and the doll is something you're embarrassed to walk down the street, you keep it under your jacket, you're believed. Now, the Shane Darken Hotman, even something that usually you're not embarrassed about, let's say it's a ring, let's say it's a watch, something you're not embarrassed to wear, Nami Lawyer Moronella Inish. Only if you're not a modest person. If you're not a modest person, then we say normally you buy a new watch, the first thing you do is you put it on to show off with it. But if you're a very modest person, then maybe you don't like to show off. You bought a watch to keep in the house and not to go show off. You bought a diamond watch now. You meant to keep it home in the house. You don't plan to walk around and wear it. So if so, Hainu Urchei, again it's normal for you to hide it. So therefore, the fact you're hiding it is no strike against you. You're believed to say you bought it. The Balabas doesn't usually sell diamond watches, but it could be today he needs an extra $1,000, so he's going to sell his watch for it. So Therefore, still we'll believe what you're saying. Lamaisa, you're a muhsuk, you're holding on to it now, we'll believe you. Again, Bloya Marnella, Zeroima Shulim. Again, we only believe the Balabasev, he says, I lent you the Keli. The Zeroima Lukuchin. And the other person says, no, I bought it. So again, in the case when the Balabas usually does not sell these things, and usually these things, if you really bought it, you should show off with it, you should wear it. Now that you're hiding it, so we have two strikes against you, we do not believe you, we believe the Balabas. But that's only if the Balabas says, I lent it to you. Avo bignuvim, but if the Balabas says, you stole it from me, I did not even give it to you, but you stole it from me, then lav kol kimine. Le'avzuke inish, the gan v'lo mechaskinon. Then we do not leave the Balabas. Because menechazaka, we do not make somebody ganef. The person says he walked into the house and he bought it. That's legal taina. What are you answering back? Says, no, you stole it from me. Normal people don't steal. We don't say people are ganovim. So in such a case, you would not be believed, but rather, it doesn't say clearly, the gentleman would have to swear or not. But that's only the Balabas, not a Salimka, right, and all these things, right. But with some coming up now, even if it's a thing, that maybe the... Yeah. With the shrew though, but when he says that I bought it, and the Balabas says, no, you stole it, then we do not believe the Balabas, what he's saying. The question is, maybe then the Reuven has to swear. That doesn't say clearly.
Yeah.
It's also only things that the Balabas usually lends out. Certain things that are very valuable that the Balabas would not lend it out, then we believe this person that came in and said he bought it. Because what is the Balabas saying? I lent it to you. We say no, you understand the lawyer. These things are not aimed to lend out. These things are very valuable. You're afraid they'll break. You don't lend them out. So in such a case, again, we'll believe this Reuven when he says he bought it.
Things
that people usually lent out, simple things, they're not afraid of break, it's not worth that much. Things that you lent out. And now somebody comes and says, listen, I bought it off you. And the Balabas says, no, I lent it to you. Ain't a Neman. You're not Neman to say you bought it. Because these are things that are normal, the Balabas lends out. So we believe the Balabas. He's the muhsik. It belonged to him before. We say it's still by him. What's the proof? Kiho de Rova. Apik Zugo de Sablo. He took away a pair of scissors. The Safra de Agarata. And a storybook, a Sefer of Agarata. Miyasme from Yisaimim. There's a case where Reuven said, listen, I lent this to your father. And your father died, so he wants it back from the Yisaimim. So Rabbi said, okay, you have a right to collect it back from the Yisaimim. Since these are normal things to lend out, we believe you. Rashi says, Miyasme, Shevia Teve Eidim, Shem Shalai. You bring a proof that belongs to you. The Yama shall shoot him, Liavia Yisaimim. And you say that I lent it to their father. So now, Midiyaskinu Rabba, since Rabba believed them, Miyasme, he took it away from Yisaimim, Shraminu Nisriolei, he have Yavun coming if the father be alive. And he would say that he would not be believed b'shvua. Because if the father would be believed, we cannot take it away from the Yisaimim. So you see, in the case that things are normally lent out, the person is believed to say, I lent it to you. And you're not able to say, you bought it. So these are scissors, or else sifra de garata. Rashi says also, it only means a sefer garata here. Rashi says, she'enosam luma b'emtad, you don't read these stories books so much. Avushar svarim. But regular swarm that you use, you don't lend out so much. We'll ask you. Fish must calculate, they get ruined. The halacha is if you find the sefer, Hashem Raveda, you're not allowed to use the sefer, you can't learn from it, because you ruin it.
All right, I'm going to apply so much today. It depends how much damage you do. If you're a single person, using it by yourself won't be so bad.
Yeah. Right. Omar Rav, afilu shayma nishfa, afilu the shayma is let us watch, let us swear. But this is the case that Rashi says, amastisin koi, veru yashnaim shenichnas lotech beisoi, lemashkenoi, shalai brishus. That two Edom saw where this Reuven went into your house and took something. So afilu shem rabbis neman lishova vishalim zem. That the Mishnah says that the nigzel, the balabos, let us swear how much the person took. So not only is the balabos let us swear, but even the shemer, the watchman of the house, he's allowed to swear and say, I saw this person come and take out such and such things. And afilu ishto shel shemer, even the wife of the shemer can also swear. Boyi rapapa. What's going to be with the workmen of the balabas that they come in and go out? Rashi says now, they don't have to watch the house, so now we're not sure if they know what they're talking about or not. Now Rashi says would he be believed on this shvua? We're not 100% sure he knows what he's talking about. His time a workman that comes into the house to work, he sees now somebody coming in and taking things. It's a suffix if he's believed or not. Since he's not all, it's not his achrai is to know, we're not sure if he's telling the truth or not. Take it. Oh, Malay Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, to'anu because of the kaspa. Let's say the balabas says, this person stole from me a silver cup worth a lot of money. My, what's the lacha? Do we believe the balabas or not? So chazinu, we have to see. Iyinish diyamru, if he's a rich person. Or Yinish the Mehemenu, or else if he's a trustworthy person, the Mifkadei Inchi Gabe, that other people will be mafkid, let him watch their silver cup. So it's possible that a silver cup was in his house, Mishtaboy Mishoko. Then we believe the Balabas even on a silver becher, and he has a right to swear and collect it. But Vilaylai, but the person himself is not rich, and he's not a trustworthy person. Other people will not let their becher be in his house. So then, Minastam, we say, you're the liar. It's not true. Where did you get a silver becher from? So we do not believe you. Therefore, he has no right to collect it. Now, it says, Nechbal Keitzad. What's the case of a Nechbal where you were hurt? Omer Rav Yudah Mashmur, Lashonuela, Bemokrim, Shiyochu, Lechabu, Biyatzmai. It's only a question where the person could hurt himself. Abu Bemokrim, Shayna, Yochu, Lechabu, Biyatzmai, Noitel, Shleibishua. Our Mishnah says like this, if Edom saw Reuven go into Shimon's house when he was healthy, and when Reuven comes out, he's all banged up. So locker is, Reuven has to swear that Shimon hurt him, and then Shimon has to pay it. So when do we make Reuven swear? It's only b'mokram shiyokul achal v'yatzmoy. He's hurt on his arm, where it was possible that maybe Reuven hurt himself. So we have a doubt, maybe Reuven punched himself. So then, we have to have a shvua that it was Shimon. Abu b'mokim shen yoch lechav yatzum is on his back, a place that he can't reach. He can't cut yourself over there. Then, noitzo shlei b'shvua. Then you can take it without a shvua. So I'm going to ask you a question. Why? For the echis, let's be afraid. Maybe hurt himself against the wall. Even though it's in the back, maybe fell down the flight of stairs, like you're saying. Tony Reb Chia, she also learned the shicha begabay. We're talking about that there was a bite on his back. We see a bite, a man's bite here. That's what we see. The chayobain hatzila yodim, it's been the back of his arms, that he cannot do it. That a fall on the floor or else a bang on the wall doesn't do this. It has to be that somebody gave you a bite. So then you don't have to swear. But going that Merva Duma, Acher Avidlei. So what? He went into Shimon's house. Maybe somebody else did it. Maybe his company did it. So still he should have to swear who did the damage. And the Gemara knows Lekacher in a case where nobody else is in the house, just the Balabas. And we have aid and you came in there nice and healthy and you're coming out all bit up and somebody had to do it. And it's in your back that you yourself cannot do it. In such a case, that's evidence, you'll collect the money without a shvua.
He's responsible for his dog.
Right. Yeah, there's mem vov in my base. It says when the Mishnah shekenegdoi choshid or the bottom shekenegdoi choshid, the case is, let's say the loiva was the moed of a mixas hataina,
So halacha is, he has to swear. Let's say he's a choshed, we caught him once to be a liar, so the Mishnah says, we make the other one swear, that the malvin now swears that he owes him the money and he collects. So it says, there's a choshed al shvua. So Mor says, may afil a shvua shov. So the Mishnah says that he made a shvua sheker ready, and even a shvua shov. So the question is, what does the Mishnah mean, afilu, even if we caught him, make him before a shvua shov, a vain shvua. So it means like this, loy mi boy koma, not only this, but even that. Loy mi boy hanich. This book for us mammon, not only if we caught him already once to swear false by a shvua sapikodin, or a shvua sadis, that he was holding back money from somebody else. El afilu ho nami, tekfiras dvorim biyalmahu, even though we only caught him once swearing false, he swore that this chair was made out of gold, and everybody knows it's made out of wood, that's a shvua shov, it's only kfiras dvorim biyalmi saying the wrong things. Still, holoim hemen, still we do not believe him. Since we caught him once to swear false, we see this person doesn't care to swear false, so we cannot let him swear again. Samar says, question now, for listening nami shvuas bitui, why does the Mishnah also say a shvuas bitui? He swore he's going to eat something and he didn't eat it. That's also a case of a shvuas shekem. Samar says, ki katorni shvua di ki ko mishtaba b'shiku ko mishtaba. We're only talking about shvuas that at the second that he spoke it out, when he said the shvua, right away it was a sheker, it was false. That's called the shvua sheker, we saw him lie. But shvua's bitui, the equal of meima, to the kushta komishtaba, like Katani, the Mishnah does not learn this type of a case. A shvua's bitui is sometimes the person swears, I will eat today. So right now when he said the shvua, he's not a liar. Maybe he will eat today. It's only at the end of the day. Oh, good, that's the last question soon. But since there are certain cases that he will, it's possible when he said the shvua, it will be the truth, that's not in the category of the Mishnah. So we ask this question, Tena, this is very good. Oichel v'lo yoichel. Ochalti v'lo yochalti ma'ikle meima. If he talks about the future, then you're right. Maybe he will do what he's saying. But if the shvua is in the past, if he swears that yesterday he ate, and really he did not eat, so the second it comes out of his mouth, it's also sheker. So what does the Mishnah say? Shvuas bitui also. Michael Meimah. Tomorrow says true.